to order the Business, Industry, and Jobs Committee for Wednesday, April 29th, 2009. And Senator Metzen, today we are having some additional testimony on Senate File Number 2078, which is an economic development bill, which you've really worked on very, very hard, I understand, with staff and with various groups and the department. So at this time, if you'd like to proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. At a time when the economy is going through some tough times, the federal government and the administration has got a major stimulus programs going forward, and we think that at least I think this is a time that we can have a Minnesota stimulus bill before us. This bill was brought forward to me by the Jobs Coalition Group, and I'd urge you to look at what I'm holding up. Construction Jobs Coalition background and who the players are that put this together. It's architects, contractors, unions, professional people, public officials, industries that are hurting out there. The idea here, and quite frankly, the building industry is down about 30 to 50% of unemployment. This is the toughest period of time that they've been through in decades. And this bill is to get people working again. And it deals mainly with vertical construction. What the federal government did is mainly highways, bridges, and things of that nature. But we're trying to go up with this bill, and we think that if we could do something in a hurry here and put some money into this legislation, we think we can get a return of $3 to $5 billion. Projects that are shovel-ready, ready to go in the next 68 months and the next year. I'll repeat that. We think it'll generate about $3 billion to $5 billion going forward and soon. Of course, this will be highly skilled jobs, highly paid jobs. And one of the main ingredients that I see in this bill is a loan guarantee fund. What's happening out there is that the banks and the regulators are pulling back or telling the banks to slow down. And in the meantime, the administration is saying, get going, bankers, but the regulators are saying to the bankers, slow down, there's so many bad loans out there. So everybody's so skittish that the loans aren't being made. And what this loan guarantee thing, part of the equation does, we understand that it will guarantee 25% of the loan. So the bankers ought to relax just a little bit more. And see, in the past, they'd go like 80, 85% loan to value. Now it's down to, if you can even get a loan, it's 50, 60%. And that's where this bill would kick in. So I think this session, with a lot of negative things going on, I really view this as probably the most positive legislation that I've seen this year. And we all know that we need a little inspiration around here, and we need some job creation, and that's what this bill does. And we went through this. This is the second go-around in this committee, but if you want, there's different. Maybe I'll have. We talked about the loan guarantee fund. We want to monetize the $8,000 federal stimulus for first-time home buyers, and we got to figure out a way where we could upfront that money. They get that $8,000 over years and tax credits, but we're working on a method to kind of move that forward. Whether it be $8,000 or $5,000, we don't know yet, but we think if we could upfront that money through the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency, it would really help that industry too. There's some sales tax exemptions in here. There's a historic tax credit, which I think is moving along in Senator Bach's committee, but 20 other states do this, and it's a good thing, the historic tax credit that Senator Bach candidate bill, but we might extend some of these building permits too for a couple of years. Right now, you take out a building permit for a year, extend that for a couple of years, so that expense isn't carried forward. I mean, you already paid once, and that's enough for at least temporarily now to get to help this thing. Some low-income housing tax credits in here, energy improvement special assessment account, some TIF district extensions, but we're going to take that out.
So with this, perhaps Senator Metzen, if I could just mention
that's
that.
That's the jobs I was moving over to. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Is that we do have a quorum now. So if you would like to move the A5 amendment, which I understand is probably the updated version, maybe we'd like to pass that out for discussion.
This is...
would you like to move the A5 amendment?
I would move the A5 amendment. Let me just say that you mentioned it, Chairman Saltzman, but staff and the department, some department heads and many people from the people that are affected in the Jobs Coalition have been... hours and hours. My staff and some others met yesterday over about 4 or 5 hours yesterday. I mean, this isn't easy stuff to do, and I'm not doing it. The staff and others are doing it. I really give them a lot of credit. It's still not, quite frankly, we're not there yet. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there because this is so important for the state of Minnesota and to get people to work, that we're going to get there. But,
Well, on that note, too, to just note, there's another handout we have dated December 19th, 2008. And as we talk about jobs, I think that, you know, the discussion is about construction jobs. But in looking at this chart, you can see how that really trickles down to other industries, that it's not just about the construction jobs, but how it impacts many other sectors of our economy. So I think that's important to note as well. In how it, you know, addresses our GDP, our personal earnings, on-site construction jobs, direct and indirect jobs, and then other jobs created by the investment. So I think that that's something that is very important to note as well. So
I think you're right. I emphasize, Madam Chair, just too much on the construction side. But once you build a building, somebody's got to work inside of them, I guess. And so it's much more than construction jobs. It's permanent jobs as we go forward. And we mentioned earlier about professional jobs, architects, the designers, and people that are all affected by obviously just not union paperwork. That's a good point.
So a question from Senator Day.
Madam Chair, I like your bill and all that. How much money do you need, and where are we going to get the money for the seed money to get this all going? I guess that's...
That's a good question. I've talked to a number of people, and we believe that we need $100 million to do this and do it right. How much of that will ever go out the door, I don't know, because most of it will be in loan guarantee money. So the real world is, I mean, it's money set aside so you can do this stuff. It's real money in the bank to leverage all of this, and we think we can leverage that, you know, 4 or 5 times. But in the ideal world, Senator Day, we probably shouldn't even have to get to some of this, okay? But I've been assured by... that's a good question. I talked to leadership a number of times on this. They bought in and understand the importance of it, and we're going to set aside, and that's not my area, but they almost guaranteed me that there'll be like about $100 million set aside to jumpstart this initiative. And when times are so tough, I think that expenditure, if it ever goes out the door, to create these thousands of jobs and $3 to $5 billion worth of investment.
Okay, so let's move the A5 amendment at this time. Is there any more discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Got a couple of... okay.
And the motion prevails.
I'd like to make a few brief comments. Again, I'll repeat, we've been to this committee the other day. We got to go to another one this afternoon, but two or three more in the next couple of days to make this all work. So we're not to the goal line yet, but we can have a couple people visit with us for 10, 15 minutes if you'd like.
Absolutely. I'd like to bring your testifiers to the table. And Senator Rosen?
Madam Chair. Senator Metzen, so your intent is to have a vote on this on the floor this session?
Yes,
with a $100 million earmark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we think it's so important that we need a few positive things to come out of the session. And this, is, in my judgment, is a good one.
So welcome back, gentlemen. If you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Roger Moe, and I'm honored to be co-chair with this effort with two other gentlemen that you're going to hear from, Dick and David, who will give you more direct personal accounts from their membership. But let me just say, in 1982, there was a candidate for governor whose campaign slogan was very simple. The billboard said, jobs, jobs, jobs. This could just as well be the slogan for this effort as well. Senate File 2078 could just as well be referred to as an effort to create jobs, 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 as Senator Metzen has indicated. You'll also note that the number is a high number, which means that it's late in the process. And there's a reason for that, one of which is this coalition has been meeting for many months. And if you take a look at the list of organizations along the left side of the handout, you will see that that is a very diverse group of organizations. And I was just really pleased to be involved with this effort, to see them rally around this effort of trying to help a certain part of the construction industry and to help the job situation in this state. So a combination of bringing people together, the diversity of the groups, the myriad of ideas, and then gleaning that down is part of the reason why this is a little bit late. So I would acknowledge and understand that this is a kind of an extraordinary bill in an extraordinary effort, considering the fact that it's late in the process. But it is, as Senator Metzen indicated, is extremely important. We think this is firmly believe that it's an attempt to do something about helping create jobs in the state, particularly in a sector of the construction industry that's kind of being ignored with the federal stimulus dollars that are more focused on horizontal construction, where we're looking at something a little bit different. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, members of the committee, for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. Mr. Anfang.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dick Anfang. I have the privilege of being the president of the Minnesota State Building and Construction Trades Council, representing approximately 60,000 trained construction workers in the state of Minnesota that belong to our affiliate unions. This endeavor, as Senator just indicated, started several months ago with a very, very small meeting of four people, which represented the building trades, some legal folks, a legal person, a architect, and a government official who got together just casually to just say, what's going on in this industry? And they wanted to know from me how our unemployment was around the state of Minnesota. And at that point in time, we were between 35% and 40% unemployed across the state, across just about all craft lines. And we found out very quickly that the same was true in the legal field of construction, legal work, and real estate development, where lawyers are required to help move forward a construction project. And the architects told us of even worse unemployment across the boards in their areas. And the public official, Commissioner McElroy, told us about the outlook, which, from his opinion, didn't seem very good either. And so, boy, what an eye-opener that was for me to meet with these other folks and say, our members are not alone in this. Of course, we knew that, but still startling for folks to want to come and talk about it. The very next day, my colleague Dave Simmerad, representing Associated General Contractors, we got together for the same subject, but unbeknownst about the previous day's meeting. And Dave brought some major contractors to the table, and myself and a few other people, to discover the same scenario. Right. And the idea quickly developed, well, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Well, maybe we should really find out how big it is. Then we agreed to meet, to continue to meet and expand the group. And within a very short time, we had nearly the size of lists that you see here right now. We learned that the situation in Minnesota is almost akin to what the auto industry is in Lake Michigan in terms of the construction industry in Minnesota. We represent about 12% of the economy when you take the diversity of task and talent that it takes to create a project and the skills that are here in Minnesota that are unemployed. 12% with approximately now, today, 50% of those people unemployed, which means, in my simple math, that about 6% of the state's economy, just in the construction industry, is not working and producing or benefiting from what could be done in this state. So, with the help of all of these people, who know much more about creating law and changing law than I do, and the ideas, we put it together. We worked very, very hard, as Dave will indicate, to come to the point where we're here today to ask you to support the bill that we believe will help turn this around, will help turn the state of Minnesota around in terms of the construction industry. So we ask you for your support on behalf of our members and our coalition partners. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anfang. Mr. Semerud.
Madam Chair and members, my name is Dave Simrad. I'm the Chief Executive for the Associated General Contractors of Minnesota. AGC of Minnesota is the very first chapter of AGC in the country. We were started in 1919, and we represent both builders in the commercial and institutional and industrial building sector, and also transportation contractors building our roads and bridges. The federal stimulus does very little for the vertical construction industry. In Minnesota, approximately 60% of the construction industry is, in fact, the vertical construction industry. As mentioned previously, the industry is in virtual lockdown right now. It's almost impossible to get a loan to build a building or to finance a commercial development project. And with the help of our coalition, we've come together to brainstorm, if you will, to see what we could do collectively to come up with a toolkit, really, for you to use to help put our industry back to work. After meetings with the governor's office and the commissioners, many legislators, we believe that the ideas that are before you in the legislation will help. It's not by any means a perfect solution. And as Roger said, these are extraordinary times, and we need extraordinary means to address the many problems that we have in this economy today. We think that unemployment in the vertical construction industry is as high as 50% in some sectors. The average construction worker in Minnesota makes about $50,600, which is 13.3% more than the average of all the private sector employees. Now, these are good-paying jobs, and what we've got right now is we have an entire sector of the construction industry that is on the sidelines. Contractors are idle, their workers are idle, and they're not being given a chance to go to work, really, and that's the bottom line. We have many contractors that may not make it out of this recession. Many are being threatened right now. Their credit lines are being revoked. They've all laid people off. They've had to return equipment, and most have cut wages and benefits just to survive this last year or so in this economy. So it's all about jobs. This is not a perfect solution for you, but hopefully there are some ideas here that will work. If we can put some people back to work and start some movement in a positive direction, we think it will be a great contribution to the Minnesota economy. And we urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I know that in this committee we deal a lot with job creation, and I received an email from a teacher yesterday who sort of reprimanded me for spending some of my time on business development. And my response back was that if we don't have jobs, if we don't address the economic crisis in our state and look at generating tax income, we're not going to have money for schools or health care or anything else. And so I am very delighted to be spending time in business development. And Senator Bach, I know that you and I have received a little bit of pushback on some of the provisions in your bill in terms of economic development as well, which I think we just need to educate people the importance of turning around and what can we do in extraordinary times that may be different. And I also commend you for working together, because when all of us work together, I think that, you know, our state works better. So thank you to everyone who has, put aside, party differences and other differences to come forward and work on this project. And Senator Scheid?
Madam Chair, I have a couple of questions. One was about in Section 10 of the A5, it's about the advanced loan program. I think I understand how it works. It's in advance against the tax credit somebody would receive next year for first-time home buyers. And I just wondered, that's probably not new construction, am I? That's just first-time home buyers.
Right.
And I'm not complaining about that at all. I just wanted to make sure that that's what, that I understood that didn't have to be new construction. But the other thing is, Senator Metz and I have a bill about home value guarantees, and it will mesh really nicely, I think. I'm not sure exactly how it would work, but it's in finance right now. It was a late bill, and it kind of hopefully sets a floor for home values went off the cliff, and now they're just steadily going down. And it's going to try to set a floor for that, so because housing – I think a lot of people think, I guess I'm one of them, that believes housing kind of got us into this mess. It's complicated by a whole lot of other factors, but housing got us in. Housing may be what helps get us out as well. And there are so many related businesses. I mean, whether it's windows, other wood products, all kinds of things in Minnesota that relate to housing and construction in general, not just housing, but I understand that your guarantees also apply to industry. And so I really like the bill, and I like the idea, and we should really talk about my bill to maybe amend into your bill at some point.
Well.
Senator Metz, well, I think my bill is going to be heard there, and mine's just a 20. Oh, mine's only $25 million. And it doesn't happen in either of the next two biennium because it's a five-year guarantee thing on people's down payments and principal. So I think what we can do to stabilize housing and also construction is so critical right now. So I really applaud the innovative thinking here.
Thank you. Senator Carlson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess one comment I'd like to make sure that we don't lose sight of here is that there are a lot of things that are connected together. And when we say that education is not one of the critical issues in this particular issue, we're losing sight of what is really happening here. And that is that people are coming out of school with a level of debt that they can't get the credit to buy a home. And I have this book here, which is about 3/4 of an inch thick. It has four names per page, both sides. People like Jared from Minnesota State University, $5,000 debt. Laura, Minnesota State University, $20,000 debt. Natalie, $120,000 debt. These are the people that are coming out of school now with, because of our tuition levels, that are not going to be able to go into the home market. Now, I was fortunate to be able to get out of school, 6 months later, dig the basement for the home I'm living in today. My kids, two kids, because I had a pretty moderately high income, my two kids can come out of their undergrad and go right into a home or go right into their next level of schooling without debt. You can't do that today. Not anymore. And this is going to hurt us for a long time. And in fact, not only that, but we also have this situation now where people are going into condos, which are in general cheaper than single family residences. So this industry is going to be hurt by our policies on post-secondary education. And there is nothing that gives you a greater ability to buy a larger home, a new home, to trade homes, to go upward than education. So what we need to do is recognize that these things are not disconnected. So what we need is the support from this industry and from the realtors and from the people that are all involved in new buildings to help us keep our tuition rates at a level where people can get out of school and go right into some sort of home, post-secondary, anything. So we need to not disconnect that.
And also that our young people then can get a job once they get out. So
absolutely,
we have those jobs. So I think it is all related, Senator Carlson. That's an excellent point of there is sort of a lot of interrelationships here. But the debt is an issue, but also having a job when you get out of school is extremely important also. So I think that we're all working on the same frame here. So any other comments from the committee or from people? It looks like Mr. Anfang would like to add something. And then Senator Rosen.
If I could, Madam Chair, members of the committee, as you see on your list of participants in the coalition, the architectural industry is very significant there, and the lawyers are heavily involved in crafting the legislation, and they'll be able to provide you with a lot more of the detail than we can here at the 40,000-foot level, the hammers and nails and the contract people. But the one thing that I would like to say is that in participating with the architectural and design folks, there's really no light at the end of the tunnel for them. That's what they're telling us. There's nothing on the table. We know that there's between $3 and $5 billion worth of projects that have been designed primarily to 90% of completion and could be ready to go, but for some of the financial problems that could have. So that's in the bill. And there's other things there that would help long-term to create some light at the end of the tunnel. If the architects and the designers and the developers aren't busy putting projects together, it's another year before the folks start to dig the holes. And in terms of education, the building trades and their signatory contractors certainly understand the need for support for broad-based education. Across the board, our society depends on a highly trained and skilled, educated workforce. So we support that tremendously, and I'd just like to add that in that 60,000 membership that we have in the construction trades, approximately 10,000 of them are apprentices in training. And they are also affected by unemployment, and it slows down our ability to plan for and bring in new apprentices for that industry that creates jobs that pay above the average. So it impacts us directly in education also, and we're asking you to help us get that wheel rolling again across the board.
And question from Senator Rosen.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. On page 3, line 18, under subdivision 3, a project must not include a stadium or arena for professional sports exhibitions or games on the revenue bonds. Is that something that was new put in recently, Senator Metzen? And this would exclude any bonding for the Viking Stadium?
Well, Madam Chair and Senator Rosen, I
Metzen.
Personally am not wedded to that language, but we think this bill, or some of us think this bill, is so important that maybe the controversy in that area might weigh it down. That's where I'm coming from on it. I like stadiums, and I like people to go to work and build them, but this is such an important bill, in my judgment, that we have to pass it. And I just want it to pass, and if this...
follow-up,
Senator Wilson. If it's very... opinionated the issue, the stadiums, and we need these $3 to $5 billion projects to go forward now. So I can't answer it any better than that, but I just want this to go. And
Madam Chair,
we could try something like that if you'd like, and up or down, but this bill, I think the state and our economy desperately needs this legislation.
So follow-up, Senator Rosen.
Madam Chair and Senator Metzen, I don't think we've had an honest discussion about the stadium, the Viking Stadium, yet. So I don't really believe we have the numbers from each individual senator, how they feel about that. And I think the discussion is morphing and changing and developing as we go along. And every year we pass this important discussion that we should be having. And I know Senator Bach and I have had this discussion that we can't get our hands around it. And I think this sends a pretty big signal to any organization, the Vikings organization exclusively, that we are not interested in taking care of this or even listening to your issue. And so if this stays in this bill, this is basically a no vote for me on this bill, because I think this is an extremely important job creator. And like I said, we have not even gone down that path of discussing where the opinion is in this body. So I would move then, Madam Chair, to delete after on line 318, after the period, and delete that sentence, a project must not include a stadium or arena for professional sports, exhibitions, or games.
Okay. Is there discussion on the amendment? Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, thank you. Senator Rosen, I'd like to speak to what I think. I think we do know how the members of the Senate feel. Last year, when we brought the Tax Committee bill to the floor, there was a very small provision in there allowing the Metropolitan Sports Commission to use $2 million of their own money, not state general fund money, but their own money, to do a study, and it was stripped out on the floor, and I don't remember how many people voted to keep it in, but it came out by very substantial numbers. But Senator Rosen, I do agree with your amendment. I think it sends an awful strong message to the owner, and it sends an awful strong message, this language, to the city of Los Angeles. And I don't know if this is true, but I did hear that L.A. has actually is underway in the construction of a stadium.
Yeah.
And they don't have a team. Now, they're not building a stadium to not have a team in it someday. Something is going to happen there. And so I think this sends an awful strong statement to them and to the owner. And I guess I'm going to support to take it out, and we're probably going to get some press about it. But I think carving somebody out as not being eligible is problematic.
Madam Chair. Senator Rosen.
And Senator Bach, I agree, but I think last year's vote on that, on those dollars, was how I perceived it, was whether those dollars should be used at all, not necessarily whether the Vikings should be supported or not. It was whether the study was worth that, the spending of those dollars. That's how I perceived it. I would love to have a discussion with this body about the Vikings and the current status of their situation that is developing. As you said, with L.A. and now the New York Giants mix, you throw that in there. So it's getting very real. And I have quoted saying there's 7,000 jobs for the Vikings. Am I correct on that? Does anybody know? It's got to be $5,000 to $7,000 jobs right there. So, Madam Chair, I move that amendment.
Okay, so there.
Madam Chair, you know this.
Senator Metzen.
I think Senator Rosen is correct, but I don't think that the discussion should be in a seven-word delete amendment in this committee in 5 minutes. It just seems to me should have a full-blown discussion on this in a separate bill. This has got to pass, and I'm for the, quite frankly, for the stadium too. But I don't know if this is going to weigh this thing down. That's what I'm afraid of, and I think we've, I don't know.
So, Senator
Bach. But it should be discussed, and you should have a full-blown hearing. But I just don't think with 40 people in the room that this is a major decision at this time.
So, Senator Bach, and then Mr. Fuller, did you want to add anything?
Well, Madam Chair, just for context, this section is going to be substantially changed. And so what you're really looking at, I think the thought from the proponents was that they would want to authorize local, make sure that local governments is clearly have the authority to do these energy conservation things. So that's the way I think it's going to end up if it's in there, but they haven't developed the language. So essentially, if you, the projects we're talking about are green energy language, and so it's not about building a stadium, it'd be that part of it. And so it doesn't quite have the scope of whether or not, you know, state bonding should be used to construct a stadium. It's whether or not we should make sure that because of the some uncertainty about what the federal stimulus law does and how states may or may not have authority to do a thing and access maybe some federal stimulus money, this, the intent of this section, which is not expressed in this language at this moment, is to clarify that local issuing authorities can issue bonds for these green projects. So that's the context of this. And, of course, if you said stadium's going to be involved, it would be with respect to those sorts of projects with respect to those sorts of bonds.
So just to clarify, so the amendment before us, the oral amendment from Senator Rosen, is to strike on lines 3.18 after the period after section, a project must not include a stadium or arena for professional sports, exhibitions, or games. And that would include line 3.19 as well. And on the amendment, Senator Bach.
I don't think anybody should draw any inference that this bill has a thing to do with the Viking Stadium. There's a cap on the amount of money that a loan guarantee can be offered for, and it's $50 million. That is a drop in the bucket. It's nothing that is going to remotely even get a stadium on the table. I mean, what they're talking about is in the neighborhood of, pick the number, whether it has a roof or not, $600 to $950 million. With a $50 million cap, this bill does not put the Viking Stadium in play. I just think it sends a very bad message to people who are trying to work on that issue. But I don't think for a minute it somehow becomes a vehicle for a stadium. A $50 million cap I support on here, but I just don't believe it puts it in play. So I don't think you need the language because it's not in play.
Okay, other discussion? A question for Senator Carlson.
Madam Chair and Senator Bach, and Senator Rosen also, I agree with you. I'm not a big supporter of publicly funding or publicly guaranteeing funds for a stadium, but I also am not a supporter for putting it out of the conversation. And I think that's what you're saying, is that this sends a signal that we really don't want to send. So I would support Senator Rosen's amendment.
Right. As long as, Madam Chair, that Senator Bach's remarks, that's true, I guess we'll take that language out.
Okay, on Senator Rosen's oral amendment, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign, and the motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Metzen, something I've been thinking of, I started thinking about a little bit yesterday when General Motors announced how many dealerships they're going to close around the country. I understand that's going to lead to the closure of 50 car dealerships in Minnesota. And about, you know, roughly if there's 40 jobs in every one, about 2,000 additional jobs. But I think as this moves forward, Senator Metzen, I'd like to have a discussion. I'd like people that are following this to give some thought to, and I did call the Car Dealers Association this morning and ask if there was anything they could put their heads together and think about what is it the state maybe could do when we hear in June where those 50 dealerships in Minnesota are going to be. That is prime real estate. And It just seems like we should try and prepare for some soft landing to those individuals who own that property to get that under redevelopment through some kind of incentive, frankly, as quickly as we can. anyway, just something I think to think about. I asked them to think about it if in the, in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I just think of close to where I live on my way Bear Avenue, but, you know, you go a few streets over on Highway 61, some of those dealerships aren't going to be there come July. It's very prime real estate that is, it is available now for redevelopment. To the extent we could kind of think about that, and if we think about those of us in rural Minnesota, we think about where our car dealerships are located. They're very prime real estate property, and probably pretty good buildings. And so if people could think about that a little bit, I think there's an opportunity there to provide some help to the individuals that are losing their businesses and the people that are losing those jobs, some prime real estate ready to be redeveloped. And I don't know what the I guess I don't have a thought beyond that. When I talked to the Car Dealers Association this morning, they just expressed very sincerely gratitude that I had been thinking about what is it we can do going forward when we know this is coming, and they committed to me to try to get a group of people together and start to talk about that. So if there are developers that have some ideas about a good use of some of those sites might be, if we can incorporate something in here to add an additional spiff for that, that some developer may want to take that on. It's pretty prime real estate.
Chairman, I think Chairman Bach, I think that's an excellent idea. Where I live, or about a mile from my home, there's about 9 dealerships in West Invergrove Heights on the corner of Highway 3 and 494, and a lot of people are working there, and I'm afraid 4 or 5 of those 8 dealerships might be, and Senator Carlson knows exactly where I'm talking about, and I think we could look at that, and I'd encourage the auto people maybe to join with this group in the next day or two and maybe get their fingerprints in here, and we'll look at it. I promise you that.
And Senator Kolk.
And
Senator Rosen. Then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Bach, I'm glad you brought it up. Frankly, the dealerships in my area have already started shutting down. Delano Dodge is closed, Buffalo Chrysler, Monticello Dodge. Yesterday, my husband and I drove by Monticello Ford, and the cars are gone. And we had the exact conversation. I said, these are on Highway 55. They're on Highway 12, Highway 25. I said, what do you do with these big buildings on major roads? So I really appreciate you bringing it up. We were just having the conversation last night. So Senator Metzen, we're a little ahead of the game. We've been, if you want to call it that, but housing's taking a dive fastest in my area, and we've already seen the dealerships close. And these are big, empty buildings sitting on major roads. So I don't know what the answer is. Either Senator Bach.
Very good. Senator Rosen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess my comment would be more in the big picture, is that I myself and Senator Sparks, I know, have lost many dealerships mm-hmm. already. And that's why it's very important that whatever we pass in the area of the renewable fuels or energy conservation, the low carbon fuel standards was very detrimental to these our car dealerships. And we have to be very careful what we do to our businesses in the state. So I would, again, in the big picture scene here, I think this is a good bill. I think it has a lot of potential. But I also want to remind everybody that we have done a lot to kill jobs. We have done our share of killing jobs. And so in the tax bill that we do end up with, Senator Bach, I hope there is some really strong job creation ideas in there. What we have right now I don't think is acceptable, certainly not to me. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. But we need to create incentives, not only create construction jobs in the housing market and all that and the historic preservation, that's wonderful. But if we don't have jobs to fill these buildings, then we are in serious trouble. So.
Thank you very much, Senator Bach.
Well, and I think, Senator Rosen, to your point, the issue is not about tax credits even. You know, I mean, in the very large Minnesota businessman I talked to recently told me, that doesn't do me any good. If I'm not making money, how does that help me? The problem we have right now is the financing markets. We need to find some way to take some of the risk out of these projects for banks or other lenders so that they feel comfortable putting money at risk. And so to the extent this loan guarantee program will do that, take some of the risk away from the financial institutions, and the state be willing to assume that, there's projects ready to go that'll create jobs. It's just that can't get financing for them. And so I think that's our challenge right now, not as much tax credits as trying to find a way where people have a project, it's ready to go. Absent financing, it would already be under construction. So I think that's, I hope that's just a short-term problem, that these financial markets recover, but I don't know what short-term is. I mean, short-term might be a year, it might be 2 years, I don't know, and we simply can't, we just can't wait that long.
Madam Chair?
Senator Rosen.
And to the point, Senator Bach, that's very true. I understand that. But the big picture is, let's talk about the big picture, that's over 90% of the businesses in this state are the small businesses. And the people that are out in the field, our EDAs, our people, our deed, they are trying to work with create job creations. And whether it's 5 employees up to 50 employees, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. We have to sustain and help that small business market. So that's the big picture that I'm looking at.
Thank you. So this time, Senator, if you would like to move the bill as amended, I believe it's going to finance. If there's any more discussion or people to testify, Senator Bach?
So, Senator Metzen, does this not have to go to environment now? Is that... I thought I had heard environment wanted to hear. Is that not true?
We've stripped the language out, as my understanding.
We took that language out.
Okay.
I guess I've talked to the folks here, and we can live with that out.
Okay.
We do have a few more stops, so. But again, I repeat to Madam Chair and members, it's not done yet. You know, we all know that, but we've got some work to do, but we have to also have deadlines, so. Work in progress.
So at this time, Senator Metzen moves Senate File 2078 as amended be referred to the Finance Committee. Any additional discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the motion prevails.
Thank you very much.
With that, I believe our meeting is adjourned.